Well, it's 6:20 in the evening. I've just arrived at this estate in Letchworth in Hertfordshire, and as I look across at the building in front of me, there is a large plume of smoke rising from the back of the building. Police have arrived. The fire engine has just arrived as well. The crews have just laid two hoses and are now unravelling them and moving them into the building. I'm going to try and see if I can speak to someone and find out what's going on.
If you give us 5 minutes, just while we try to sort out.
Oh, right, OK. I've heard that there's some sort of terrorist attack in there, though.
No, it's all about. We're just getting organised. We'll speak to you in a little while.
OK, all right, thank you.
My name is Peter Boast. I'm the group commander in the Hertfordshire Fire and Rescue Service. It's important that we train, particularly with our partner emergency services, the East of England Ambulance and the police, together with other organisations such as the County Council and the local District Council. And it's important that we train on a large scale like this at a live exercise, which this is this evening.
So talk us through what's happened this evening.
The scenario that the crews will be faced with as they arrive is that this is a training venue for an Olympic team, and there's been a number of explosions within the buildings. As it turns out, these have been caused by some problems with the gas installation, but obviously the crews aren't aware of that in the early stages. So they're dealing with severe fire situation, structural collapse and numerous casualties within the premises.
And what have your teams been told is happening?
Well, the teams haven't been told anything. They will get the information that they would receive if they got this call, just to respond to the school because there's been reports of an explosion. So they're turning up with no prior knowledge of where the exercise is taking place, or indeed what the exercise is.
So we've been on site around 10 minutes and I can just see the first ambulance approaching just down the road from here, from where the incident is happening.
Lewis Andrews, and I'm the training manager for the Hazardous Area Response Team. The Hazardous Area Response Team enables the capability to take the patient care forward in environments potentially where we haven't been able to work safely before. The more exercises we're completing, the feedback from all agencies and in-house is productive in future training exercises, and also reflects in live incidents to allow a positive outcome.